Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, baby, make it hot. Ride the cock till you hit the spot. Come on, baby, make it hot.
Doing the doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee yo, yippee yo, bow wow, yippee yo, yippee yo.
And we're back. Welcome to Naked Soma. I am here waiting for Dr. Mark. Not that that ever happens on Naked Soma. And hanging out with me until Dr. Mark gets here is my good pal Gina Yoji. What's up?
What's going on?
Not much. I hear there's a little something going on that you're involved with, so I figured this would be a good place to talk about it.
Yeah, my company, I work for New York Sports Clubs and Town Sports International, and on January 18th at 7 a.m. to January 19th at 7 a.m., we're doing a promotion called Saints and Spinners, which basically is to qualify for the Guinness Book of World Records to see if we can break the consecutive 595 miles, I think it is, in 24 hours nonstop, which pretty much mathematically is like 25 miles an hour.
Wow.
Luckily, I'm not on the bike because we'd lose.
I won't be on it either.
All the proceeds go to a benefit called Health Corps, which basically has one medical student each year go work in an underprivileged area, and we fund their medical education. That's where all the proceeds are going for, and it's to fight childhood and adolescent obesity. And we have a bunch of celebrities, Rocco DiSpirito, who used to run that show, The Restaurant. And Dr. Oz, who actually heads up Health Corps, is going to be there. And rap legend Grandmaster Melly Mel. You know. So it's a $100 donation, but it's going to happen in Grand Central Terminal. So if you're in the area and you're a commuter, Grand Central, it's right in the Grand Concourse, and you can watch them spin for 24 hours, and it's a fun time.
So how do they get in touch with you if they want to join?
They can go to healthcores.net. They can go to newyorksportsclubs.net.com, any New York Sports Club branch. Pretty simple.
Awesome. Well, it's a good cause. I mean, if they can put a little money into some health for the kids, then maybe later on they won't be falling apart and sitting on the table at Dr. Mark's office. Right,
yeah,
Dr.
Exactly.
Mark?
Right, honey.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
In all the land there are many things to wish, but there is nothing more beautiful than a pizza fish.
It's quite philosophical there, Dr. Mark.
Yes, indeed. Do I have to give you the...
We must re-theme.
Okay.
Yes, I have to open up my Snapple and get ready for action here.
All right. Snapple. Snapple is one of the sponsors of Saints and Spinners.
Perfect.
There you go. It's the best stuff on earth.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. So come by and get some free Snapple.
Nice. All right. Here comes the intro for Dr. Mark so he can get his groove on. Here we go.
Raspberry. Go ahead.
Come on, baby, make it hot. Ride the cock till you hit the spot. Come on, baby, make it hot.
Doing the doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee yo, yippee yo, bow wow, yippee yo, yippee yo. Wow, 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 yippee yo, yippee yo, bow wow, yippee yo, yippee yo.
All right, there we are. Nice winter night outside.
Yeah, yes it is.
Was a little fast run in the old snack bar over there at the Nature's, what is it called? What's that place called over there?
Yeah.
Something Food Horizon.
Yeah, that's it.
Somewhere over the Food Horizon. Yeah, they love me over there.
Oh, for sure. Well, let's let Gina go and eat her dinner. So thank you, Gina.
Adolescent obesity. Let's go eat, right?
Yeah, well, hey, you got to eat.
All right, guys. Have a good show.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Show your food for me now. Bye-bye.
That was perfect.
Yeah, well, things work out.
They do. They do. While you're getting your Snapple there, maybe we should...
Well, a lot of things are happening. The world is spinning. We've had another mass murder and another one in Colorado, and and there was a hero thing, and it wasn't a hero thing. The person shot themselves, they didn't shoot themselves. It'd make your head spin. And then tomorrow we get to find out all the steroid juices in baseball.
Yes.
Being as it is 5 a week, to throw anyone available under the bus.
That's right.
Let's see, I've got a little Archie for you here.
I know people. The reason you don't know nothing about people is you always got your big mouth open. You're never willing to listen to nobody.
How do you do, sir? May I have a moment of your time?
No.
You gotta love that, Anto.
Yes. I mean, well, he understood Philo. He knew where to put him.
Yep.
That door slams a lot on that show.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
right.
So we are actually, this is sort of a, maybe we can make this announcement now since we're basically locked into it. After the December nakedness is over with, beginning in January of 2008, the pizza fish box opens. I can't even eat them on the air because they're going to crunch. Just comforted that they're there. Little fun facts about my five little pizza friends. We'll be moving the show to 9 p.m., to the adult hour of 9 p.m.
Yes.
So as my snack runs can be done an hour before the show, not 2 minutes before.
That would be so lovely.
Yeah. Well, good thing that the XO at the Food Horizon was counting their money for the day and made change for me pretty quick.
Well, that's good. You were pretty fast.
Well, I was swift. What was it, 4 minutes I left before the show to go get my
Yeah, food? Pretty much.
Yeah, and I basically broke about 17, you know, movie violations up there, going up the hill and, you know, no seatbelt, all that. But
great.
You know, I got back alive.
That's a good thing, because it's the way we like you.
Yeah, well, alive?
Yeah.
You're going the right way for a smack bottom.
I hope so.
Ooh.
No.
I've had a smart bottom for about a week since the last chili dog night, actually.
You and that and those mushrooms got to just
separate
ways.
More. That's it. There's no more Monday night steak over there for me because there's only like one or two Monday night football days, and one of them's Christmas Eve, and next week we will be at the Bontarosa on Monday evening.
Yes.
For the holiday profiling party.
Right. You know, we should have made it on Wednesday, and we could have done the show live with an audience in the studio.
Well, maybe. Well, yeah. We'll have to plan on that for next time.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. Mm. Oh, good, the dog is barking to come in. I'm not getting up. Mm. I'm tethered to the phone here.
So just as we did last week, I'm going to give you the show promo here and let you guys get oriented so that we can have more of you archiving, lurking suckers become actual listeners.
Yeah, would you please let us know you're there? There's
you're
hundreds
out there listening
of
to us.
You. Hundreds.
It's getting a little annoying. Anyway, here's our little promo. It gives you the instructions of what to expect and enjoy the shoe. Okay.
We are Naked Soma. Glad you tuned in today.
Here's some pointers to make the show more fun to listen to.
Before we get started.
That's a great indicator of what we call
the initial conditions. Kind of sets the tone for the rest of the show.
Yeah, see, we have a whole day to get through before we get here.
That's why we show up as we are, naked, open to whatever the day and the show brings us.
So don't expect us to be very formal. It just won't happen.
But we're wily sapes, so we're prepared to educate and entertain you.
The show has three basic segments.
First 20 minutes is where we take a whirlwind tour of the culture, news and the issues.
The interviews we do in the second segment are our way of bringing you to a new world.
You're welcome to call the show, IM us, or join us in the chat room.
We'll make sure you have a voice in what we put on the air.
The last segment, we wind down by getting into our world again.
You'll get the somascopes from Dr. Mark, a lifestyle tip from Dr. Jeb, and a cool quote from me.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, we have a show to do already.
One more thing. Make sure you register as a Blog Talk Radio listener.
Just go to blogtalkradio.com homepage while you're sitting there lurking.
Now back to more nakedness.
Are you naked?
Well, aren't we all? And then we put clothes on top?
Yeah, this is true.
There you go.
I'm changing the volume on that so next time you guys can hear us a little louder.
Yeah, well, the volume on this show tends to fluctuate. Every once in a while we have another show bleed in, so.
Oh, not tonight.
Well, I
couldn't take it tonight.
It's still Hanukkah. We could have a whole celebration going on in the Jewish dance hour.
Right. That's true. I didn't even tell the audience who's going to be here tonight.
Well, why don't you do that?
All right. Tonight we'll be blessed with the presence of my very patient personal trainer, Adrienne Corrigan. She'll be coming in about, I guess, 10 minutes or so.
It is nice.
Yes, it is nice. It is very nice. So she's our Philo pal who will be here shortly. I've been teaching her a little bit about the domains while we were working out.
That's an interesting conversation.
It is very funny. We have a woman in the gym who like takes all the weights and hoards them and stuff, and she runs around like she owns the place. And I said, that, my friend, is an Onto. She has her own little spot there, and she runs her own little show. It's very cute.
We can pretty much spot this stuff anywhere. They do the same thing in the library, the same thing in a deli.
That's right. And my students did their final paper on the domains and movies. I had them watching a handful of movies that have to do with sexuality. And then they had to profile the main characters, and they did a great, great job. So hopefully they'll be getting their grades sometime in the next day or two. I have to get through the rest of them. Ugh.
Hmm. Yeah, I got some interesting comments going back and forth on some of those movies.
Yeah. Yeah, they were into it.
Yeah, when you first start studying any of this stuff, and, you know, we're breaking down body language using this language that we put on top of it, you're sort of kind of unlearning a lot of things, you know, especially when you're used to basically taking everything from the third person from the outside in instead of from how you're reacting on the inside out. And it's just, it's Brussels sprouts. It's an acquired taste.
Mm.
You know?
I like Brussels sprouts.
I never did. I used to throw them at my sister.
Well, we didn't have them when we were growing up. My father didn't like anything that smelt like broccoli or, you know, so we didn't have it. But now that I'm an adult, I'm into it.
I'll wait for that adulthood to kick in for me.
How long is it going to take?
I got like 80 years, right?
You do. You have. Well, you probably have more like 90 with your longevity.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Magoo. It could be any day now. My car tried to kill me yesterday, so.
That was unbelievable.
Not really. I have you drive my car on a regular basis. It has its trap doors. It just decided at a red light to go backwards for no reason.
That's insane.
It was, testing my reflexes there. It's like Kato and the Green Hornet.
Oh, God.
Every once in a while, it decides it's going to just attack me. Whether I want it to or not.
That's not good.
Good is not what it's doing.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Oh, the dog is here. Hello. Guess someone let the dog in for me.
Yeah, dog needs its own show.
Yes. Yes, he should.
See what happened here.
All right. Very good.
All right, so we're going to be getting into this little fitness thing from a little different angle than maybe our friend is used to talking about it from. So see if I have. I'm still uploading, as usual, still uploading WAV files as we speak. So I seem a little more distracted than usual, which is hard to tell.
Oh, I have a ton of new stuff up there.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I have one that you might find interesting. Let me see if I can find it while you're doing that. What did I call it? Oh, wait a minute. I think it's down here. Let's see. Yes. Yes. Let me see. This might be too loud, but you ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Hit me.
All right.
This is the IRS! Run your wallets and surrender!
What's that about?
This is the IRS. Throw out your wallets and surrender.
Oh, I could even hear it. What movie is that from?
I don't know. Wait, let me see if this works better.
This is the IRS. Run your wallets and surrender.
There you go.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like that one.
I don't know how it pertains to fitness, but maybe when people are signing up for their their gym memberships, they might remember that.
It has nothing to do with fitness whatsoever.
Oh, okay, fine.
Except that you have to run from them. And, you know, that's good for you.
Yeah, but you can't get in shape by running from the IRS.
I don't know.
This is a steeplechase.
That's
right. So,
sure.
Phone number here, if I find it.
646.
There you go.
478-4847.
Mm-hmm. And we're really getting into the inner game of fitness, so that you understand that just going to the gym, lifting weights, working out, is not exercise. That is a chore.
Yeah.
All right? It's fitness when it's reinforcing a strength. You have to find a strength to reinforce first, and the strength ain't physical. It's metaphysical.
That's right.
Vis-a-vis somatic.
That's right.
And joining us now, from high atop the mountains of New Hampshire, we have Dr. Jeb sidling in.
Good evening.
It's an early call over there at the log cabin. Are they all asleep?
No, they're not all asleep. Uh-huh. Are you kidding me?
Ah, look! Uh-huh. Look who's on the line now.
She's here a little early.
Yeah.
She's punctual. She's viable. I don't know if that even matters.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Wait, I have a little message for you guys. I found this wave, so wait a minute.
All right, go ahead.
Hello, boys. Are you ready?
B.B. Newworth.
Oh, that's going way out there.
Yeah, I don't know where that's from, though, but I like her, so.
Well, let's just set the scene here before we start the interview here, just a little running stint.
You fox-blooded idiot!
Pretty much lays down the groundwork for most fitness motivation.
I have a few good ones later. Yes.
All right. So, Dr. Jeb, how do you handle the news all around, swirling around between mass killings and the steroid report coming out tomorrow?
How do I handle it?
Well, as a philo, it is philo week. It is basically the volleyball is bouncing to you coherently. So, you know.
Yeah.
Do you keep your kids away from the news? And the grief counselors are out in mass, not around my daughter's school, but around my son's school, because their virgin ears might find out that people actually die on this planet for no reason.
Is this related to the Omaha?
There was one in Colorado, and there was another one in Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, see, this is how...
See, this is a week later, you didn't even know.
Well,
yeah,
basically... I told you before, I don't have TV.
Yeah.
I don't pay that much attention. It's funny because I don't specifically say, oh, I'm going to hide my children from it. I just sort of don't have it in my life. I don't take a newspaper and I look at the internet and I catch the stuff, you know, as it comes by. But I don't know, a long time ago, I started having all these papers around and kind of looking at the news. And I was like, one day, you know, this makes me feel like shit. I don't really want to know this stuff because it's not helping me. I mean, there's certain things, there's stuff that I seek out that's, you know, I mean, I look to see what happened on Pro Sports Daily and see if there's any Red Sox news or or if there's any, important trades going down in baseball or how the Patriots are going to do against the Giants in a couple weeks. And I look at that stuff and I look at other things, not that I'm just a total knuckle-dragging meathead, but I look at things that are important to me, but God, you know, all that stuff. And did you guys watch that Zeitgeist?
I started to, and this thing locked up on me like three times. I had to look at it.
Well, after I watched that, especially, and now I had sort of had this opinion anyway before, these habits before, but after I watched that, I was like, jeepers creepers, you just feel like one of the things they talked about was that, you know, all we just get inundated with so much, there's so much entertainment, so much media constantly, that it pretty much keeps you distracted from the stuff that's important in your life. And you know, it's, I'll tell you what, with six kids and a practice and a couple of, burgeoning business ventures here, I don't have time to really do anything but kind of go from here to there and hold a baby and change mm-hmm. poop. And so,
and we're down here, we're matching up the killer with McLovin. So
that's right.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I'm more interested, because I'm a big baseball fan, I'm pretty interested in that, you know, the steroid report coming out, the Mitchell.
Yeah.
But I haven't got the mass killing stuff. I looked at it, and it, you know, it gives me that kind of little pit, and then I go, okay, well, you know, those people have transitioned, and I feel bad for their families. I don't feel bad for them so much as, you know, I feel bad for their families and people that are left, and kind of move on, because, God, it's just feeling that way isn't going to do me a lot of good to get into, like, oh my God, how things can be pretty bleak sometimes anyway, you know?
It's always a weird time of the year. They always seem to find, you know, it's like in the summer where they always find the kid that fell in the pool and drowned, you know, around 4th of July, you know, some yeah. blows their head off. And right around this time of the year, it's always a fire kills a family, or you know, some bus hits a grandmother, and they just toss it in there between the the feel good stories. And it's like, I always look at that like what are they going for there? It's just the way that the culture gets your attention is either through opportunity, you know, like consumerism, like buy, sell, or some threat of violence that either happened to you or someone that nearby. It's like, you know, the George Carlin thing is that he gets frustrated that all the really violent events happen far away. So he like roots for things that happen in different cities. That's the whole deal.
Gotcha.
But all right, well, let's see if we can make a little segue here. Where's the horns? We can
I got
start
it.
This thing.
You ready?
Right. Yes, the Soma submarine is the leaving port. Go ahead.
All right. And while we bring her on, I do have one other one for her today. Hold on
okay.
a second. Let me find it. If I could find it. Hold on a second. It's in alphabetical order here. Mm. All right. Hang on there, yo. Just a second, yeah?
All right.
Let's see here. All right. Here it is. And it's not playing.
I'm impressed. Or should I be?
Yes, you should be.
It's a first. Thank you.
All right, everybody. It's Yo Adrian.
Yes.
My trainer. Poor woman. To put up with me.
Fun.
Do we have fun?
Absolutely.
We do have fun.
Well, why don't you guys give the audience a little description of how you guys got together there in the old gym situation?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Bonto is asking me a question. Okay.
Well, why not? Yeah. Went on the air.
Let's see. I went to the gym with my fat butt, and I said, I need a trainer, and I need somebody who understands that a 40-year-old-ish woman does not lose weight like a 18-year-old. So I need somebody who knows what the hell they're doing.
Hmm.
And two girls were at the front desk, and they both said, Adrian, at the same time. So I figured that was good.
All right.
Yep. Hey, Jeb fell off the line.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, he fell off. I'll keep an eye out for him to come back.
He's changing a diaper.
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
Yep.
Sounds like someone who's been doing that for a while.
I had 3 dirty diapers this afternoon. I'm a pro.
Wow. Is that getting any easier? To me, it always gets, like, more and more, like, you know, like the first 5 or 6 diapers you change, you go, ooh, you know, it's like
It's
learning curve, and then you go, wait a minute, they're going to keep these things on for a while?
It's the redundancy at this point. It's like, not another one. And now I'm starting to think the expense. It's just, they're not getting cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
No.
We got 3 bathrooms in the house. Come on. Potty train.
That's right.
Man.
That's right. He's awfully cute, though.
I have my own trauma with that.
No. Yummy, yummy. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no comment on you.
What? My aunt in the toilet, the whole thing?
Your whole life revolves around that with everyone.
It's terrible.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that the seat was up, and down I went.
Mm.
Legs and arms akimbo. And just could gather like a turtle on his back. And ever since then, the toilet has always been a situation for me. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, so let's steer this conversation to the gym. So what qualifies you as far as, working with these middle-aged shapes, you know, what are you going to do different with them than you would do with someone that's maybe half their age that's looking to get in shape?
There's a lot of hormonal changes and sedentary lifestyles that come into play once someone hits their, you know, mid-30s to mid-50s. So there's a lot more challenges. There's flexibility concepts, different approaches to cardio. There's a more sedentary lifestyle. There's dietary changes. A lot of people in that age range have families, and they have different needs than somebody would in their 20s or their 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a couple of examples of someone like Val that you would do, like she's looking to lose weight. Are you looking to do more endurance work? You're looking to do more strength training? How do you work that in there with someone that you say has these limitations?
Really what you'd want to do is incorporate diet, cardio, and strength training with free weights, not so much machines, to get the result that most people are looking for, and also incorporate flexibility and core training into their routine and keep them on a program that's constantly changing so their body doesn't adapt to any specific workout. A lot of people go to the gym and they just get into a rut, or they'll go to the gym and just bounce around and waste time and not really see any results. So if you're going to the gym with a haphazard ideal, you're not going to get the results that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So you
there's a lot of cookie-cutter gyms out there. I mean, that kind of thrive on that.
And you know what? Those cookie-cutter gyms are phasing out because people are not seeing those results.
Hmm.
A lot of those gyms where you get onto one machine, go from one to the other, you'll see some changes. Really, people get hooked because they see the changes up front in the first, you know, 1 to 3 months. They'll see a change, and then after that they start to plateau because their body just gets used to the same routine, and they'll get very bored with those gyms. But
so are we going back to the days when the personal trainer was going to your house and not to the gym so much?
You know what? There's a lot of benefit to having a trainer come out to your house, especially if you have a hectic lifestyle or if you have children or pets or other reasons that you need to be home-based. You are limited a lot more at the home, but it just causes it allows a trainer to be a little bit more creative in the workouts.
Mm-hmm. Because I was looking back at, you know, like, you know, when the fitness boom was starting in the 80s, you know, this is the kind of stuff I was listening to back then. This is a bad example. See.
Yeah, things are just, you know, with technology and the way people are living now, they want a quick answer. They want a quick solution. They really don't want to go through all of the rigors of resistance training and creating a structured workout for themselves. They want something more instant, and they think that sitting on a machine is going to give them the results that they need, and it's really not.
Well, I mean, there's so many things people can do at the home as far as the equipment they can buy. It doesn't necessarily mean that's going to help them either, though.
Well,
there's a lot of junk out there.
It's diet. It's eating a clean diet. By diet, I don't really mean calorie restriction unless you really need to lose a lot of weight. But just eating a better quality food, eating more often. Too many people starve themselves all day, and then they eat a ton of food at night. And they're
perhaps run out for some pizza fish right before the show.
Yeah. You just want to eat. You know,
she's a maniac, maniac on the floor.
You, Valor Mark.
That wasn't me, but you know what? This is
me.
This
I'm not fat, I'm big bone.
That's me. I love South Park.
I used to get people throwing money at me dancing to that song, actually.
I believe it. I've seen you dance.
Mm. That song had some potential for me.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the D.
Mm.
I got other songs I'm trying to upload, so. All right, I want to make some distinctions here, because what to you is a real workout? Is it the heart rate thing being up for 20 minutes? Is it the, you know, you got to get your cardiac range, or is it just anything that breaks someone's routine for a half hour a couple times a week? What is a workout in your terms, training wise?
Really, it's just incorporating some type of movement into your daily lifestyle. Exercise for some people can just be going out and gardening and vacuuming and cleaning the house and just doing a little bit more. It depends on the individual. Some people want something that's really intense and they've got the fitness level that can allow them to exercise in that fashion. Other people need something that's more moderate. It's everything. Some people don't want to touch a weight and they just want to get on a treadmill. So really, it's going to be a workout that person's going to want to accept and incorporate into their lifestyle. If they don't enjoy doing it, they're not going to do it, and it's not going to work. So I just try to work with each person and see what it is that they are willing to do, what they enjoy, and come to some type of an agreement as to what will benefit them and give them results that they want.
Yeah, she's always asking me. You know,
what do you want to do today?
What do you want to do? And, okay, we're doing legs. Which would you rather do? And we go through a whole thing. And there are certain things I absolutely hate. So.
And some of them I make you do anyway.
Yeah, she's, you know what? For a Philo, I'll tell you, she kicks some ass.
Well, that's her, she has ass to kick with. I mean, that's her, you know, you're paying her to boss you around for an hour or so.
That's right.
Trust me.
Chunky, extra thick for extra flavor.
So my clients have me for that hour. However they wish to use it is, you know, it's up to their own discretion.
So how many things you say you started referencing lifestyle in general? What some specific things that would slow down somebody's progress as far as weight loss, getting in shape, that aren't related to the gym?
Not eating or eating too little.
Okay.
Will slow down a metabolism. A sedentary lifestyle, not getting enough sleep, a high-stress job.
Check.
Menopause,
check.
Where there's a lot of hormonal issues.
So, how many people do you mean have all these other outside-the-gym things under control? Usually the reason they're coming to you is because all those things are not under control. And if you just add one more thing to it, like lifting a lot of heavy things a couple of times a week, I don't see how that makes them transition to the glorious, healthy lifestyle that they wanted, when all those things outside the gym are things that you have less influence over than what they're lifting in the gym that day.
Well,
how do you attack that stuff?
Well, I try to give them changes that they can make at home, things that they can do, core work they can do at home, additional cardio, dietary changes, just things they can implement into their daily life that will help them to get the results a little bit quicker than if they just go to the gym three times a week.
Because people think that because they go in the gym three times a week, they're bulletproof.
People think that because they have a gym membership, they're going to lose the weight.
Yes, just having the membership. I have it right here in my wallet. That's right.
I've tried that. That didn't work.
Forget it.
Yeah, but when my mother was rehabbing her hip from her car accident, she had one of those mechanical bike things in the basement in the laundry room, and it made a really good, coat hanger.
Exactly, which is what most home equipment does.
Well, that's what I find. People buy all that stuff because they don't want to go to the gym, because they don't want to waste their time doing that, but then they end up with a pile of things that they could just, at the next garage sale, they give away. It's like it's one of those things that bugs me about those infomercials. They always get some schlep doc out there in his little white coat going,
and they're paying them a shitload of money.
Well, but usually they're talking out of another orifice than their mouth about the information they're giving. Nobody challenges them on it because, again, they're out there selling a product. What is it that people can do other than a crunch to help their abs?
Oh, they can do isometric exercises. A lot of it is your abs will get... You can strengthen your abs. You're not going to see your abs unless you lose the body fat over it, and that's
okay.
Going to be cardio. That's going to be diet.
Okay.
So you could do 1,000 sit-ups a day,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to have a six-pack if you've got 2 inches of fat over your abdominal muscles.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. All right.
So that's going to be diet, and by diet,
and
I don't mean restriction so much. I just mean eating better.
And what is it that people do with their ab workout that causes them to just butcher it so much? Because every little device that comes out seems to be taking people away from basic calisthenics and trying to basically do everything for them. They have them in chairs, they have them reclining,
well,
they have them on balls, there's all kinds of crazy
it's
things.
It's technology, it's the way people want instant gratification, they don't want to put the effort in. They want a magic pill, they want to buy a device that's going to do the work for them. When really it goes back to the basic concept of using the muscle. A machine's not going to use the muscle for you in a way that's going to increase your functional strength for day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
It may tighten the muscle, but is it going to make it more usable? You have, probably 10 different muscle groups in your abs, and maybe the machine's going to work one of them. What about the rest? What about your stabilization muscles, your transverse abdominal muscles? How about your obliques? Those machines aren't going to work your obliques.
Yeah, those obliques. I'm always working those when I'm reaching in my pocket to pay the landlord.
God.
Working the obliques.
But they'll have some fitness model in amazing shape on there showing how she uses the equipment and how great she looks, and they'll show a picture of her 20 pounds heavier that they either botched through Photoshop, or they'll take the before pictures and then have her sit around and eat Twinkies for 2 months. And they'll take
another
picture.
She's not going to get that far out of shape. Those pictures are kind of funny, the trim spa ones, things like that. But I think if the public actually knows that they're phony, but they want to believe the pill's going to work anyway, so there's some degree of placebo effect, the trim spa, we stuck her in the ground with the trim spa.
And people are like, well, what am I going to lose? $40 to buy the supplement? Maybe I'll look like her when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
These pictures, a lot of them are taken with the person not flexing
with very bad posture, with dull lighting, and then they'll take the picture a week later or an hour later, and they'll paint the person with a tanner. They'll put some oil on them. If it's a guy, they'll shave him. They'll adjust the lighting for contour, and they'll have them flex. And they'll also have them do, you know, 30 push-ups before they take the picture, get them all pumped up and flexed, and they'll take the shot, and he looks like he's lost 30 pounds.
Wow.
You know, the first picture, he'll be pale, white, and bloated, and look like a slob, and the next picture, he's all cleaned up. That, you know, the women, they have a professional makeup and hair person come in and take care of them.
Well, I'm available for before pictures in case they're running out of models. I can make a whole career.
And then we can shave you for the... You are...
I just find fitness to be just... It's almost just such a... I don't even know the word anymore... It doesn't have discipline on the top or the bottom or the sides. It's kind of this open refrigerator box where they just stuff information in. Nobody questions it. Nobody challenges it because who's going after their trainer for giving them bad advice? Who's going after, you know, any workout guy? You gave me the wrong. I mean, it's just there's no accountability on either side.
Well, you know what else drives me crazy, Mark, is,
yeah.
is and Adrian there. Sorry, I had to check out for a little bit.
That's okay.
What are the parameters? What are we measuring? It's like in shape, out of shape, fat, skinny, body mass, composition. Nobody really – I think that we all assume, oh, I'm in shape or I'm out of shape, so I'm fat or I'm skinny. And it's like, well, really, how about the long-term health benefits? How about – who lives longer, fat people or skinny people? Who lives longer? Are you looking at bloods? Are you looking at urine? Are you looking at saliva? Are you looking at any analysis beyond? Are you looking at heart rate variability? Or who's the most? It's like, you know, Mark, I always think back to Irv's model. You know, it's like you could look at somebody. You could take somebody who doesn't look like they're in shape, but they've got amazing heart rate variability. They're doing their cycles and their simples, and they're and really in terms of longevity and ability to be healthy and well, that person's in way better shape than a person who might be a ripped god who's going to, you know, the minute he stops running, he's going to, his heart's going to, you know, go down in the shitter and he's going to die. So it kind of comes back to what's the golden rule or what's the criteria? And nobody knows because it's all different for every person. But we all sort of assume that it's like, oh, take this pill and you'll lose weight. Well, that doesn't get you in shape. That has nothing to do with fitness or even if it did work or, you know, get your abs ripped. Well, that has nothing to do with fitness either. That has to do with, like you said, it's just the subcutaneous fat over the abs. So
it's a dream. Uh-huh. It's a magic pill. It's a contraption that's going to give you, you know, or make you believe you're going to get those results. You know, you don't get, what's the old saying, Val?
Which one?
You don't get you don't get anything for free anymore, or
no free lunch. What?
No free lunch. There's something. It's eluding me right now, but you really only get out of it what you put into it.
Yep.
Well, again, this is like I said. I think the payoff for most people is the 2 weeks from now they want to fit into the, you know, the clothes or whatever, and they don't have a long term strategy because they're not trained to think that way. And really, if someone tells me something I'm doing now is going to affect me 30 years from now, I'm like, what? You know, what are you talking about? But it's because these things dip into being other than conscious habits of the way you hold your body, the way you sleep, all those things get patterned in. And by the time you roll, literally roll into the gym, the work you have to do to get back to just being neutral again, let alone being desirable, seems like, you know, walking to Utah. So you're like, what am I going to do? Lift these heavy things a couple times a week, and this is going to get me, you know, from A to B. So it's because you're selling something physical that has so many other factors, emotional, behavioral, all the things that are kind of like circling around it. It's just hard, especially when they look at someone like yourself that, you know, is chiseled out of iron and can lift a car, and they go, well, it's easy for you because look at you. But of course, you did the work. So it's like, same thing if someone is rich giving advice to someone who's poor. That have-not thing with the workout regimen, I mean, not that you want your nutritionist to be a diabetic, but maybe they would be much more sensitive to someone's needs than someone who's, you know, who's never eaten a candy bar. I had a dentist growing up that never got a cavity. That guy was a sadist. you know, what are you, crybaby? He's drilling on me, teeth are flying out of my head. And he's like, you know, this guy never had a cavity. So it's like, so I think if you look at some of the stories, this, like Tony Little Guy, I love that guy, by the way. That guy's got a new gadget every couple of years. Like, and he's always talking about, he was in a car accident, something, he was injured, he couldn't work out, and he gained a bunch of weight, and he built these tools. Everybody there?
Yeah, of course.
They're all clicking. I'm talking to myself. He built all these tools because he basically couldn't do the other exercises, and a lot of the stuff that I see that works in rehab, like the plyometric stuff, like the body blade, things like that, that are actually fun to use, they're actually engaging both the brain and the body. They're making you think, and they're games, and they're more interactive than the drudgery of, you know, pushing heavy stuff around in a room with, you know, funky music on. It just seems kind of like that era has kind of come and gone, because the payoff, which I think was pretty much immediate, you went to the gym to hook up. That was the way people went to the gym. They got dressed for the gym like they were going out, you know, to a club.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, one of these deals. So that's why, you know, at this point I'm saying, like, when you look at the fitness era, like, you've gone through all stages because you have, you know, your old little cat suits in the closet, I'm sure, you know, from the early 90s.
I think it just disintegrated.
The half life is gone. So that's a horrible thought. But anyway, we'll see.
Come along now and let's get out of these loose clothes and slip into something tight.
Mm-hmm.
Poland.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Let's see if I get this one to work. Probably not. God. This, you know, the thing about free Blog Talk Radio is that basically every time you upload something to play, it's 50-50 if it's gonna work or not.
There's no rhyme or reason to when it does or doesn't work.
No. Let's see if this one has any action here.
Wow.
That wouldn't work at all.
Oofa.
So in the waning moments here, why don't you give us kind of a perspective of how does the fitness guru make it through the holiday season and not come out of it pledging to take care of themselves next year, but actually walking the country mile through from here to New Year's Day and not gaining the 5 to 7 pounds by not, you know, kind of going off the reservation? What do you do to discipline yourself?
I just believe in moderation. If I really want something bad enough, I'll have it, but I'm not going to have a ton of it. Like if there's a piece of apple pie or blueberry pie and I really want it, sure. But it's the calories you consume over a week, not in what you're going to eat in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you go crazy, like running in place, like I have to eat it? Is that
no. But you know what? If I have a piece of pie, I'm not sleeping very well that night because I'm just not used to the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
If I had dessert, I'm not a dessert eater, so if I have any kind of dessert, forget it. I'm up till, you know, up for 3 hours staring at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah, so I'm just not used to having any kind of sugar in my diet. But I eat a lot of protein, and I had chocolate today. I'm not going to lie to you, I had chocolate.
She's confessing that.
Was it good?
I'm not worried about it because I know it's not going to make a difference. I didn't eat a bag of chocolate.
No different than if Trump threw a $20 bill out the window. He's not going to miss it either. I mean, it's deck chairs with the Queen Mary. But for someone who's out of shape, who, you know, makes it to the gym, does the workout, you know, drinks the right water, does all those great things, and then someone, you know, pisses them off and they get a flood of cortisol in their bloodstream, they don't have the savings account that you've established to kind of, over, like when they overdraw their account emotionally, they don't have anything backing them up. So for those people, it's much more about the inner work than the physical work right now, because they have to be able to handle the bumps in the road. And most people, like, you know, they come to me and Jeb and they want exercises that are immediate. I got, what's the exercise I do for the sore ass? You know, they want all these, you know, when I tear my neck, I scream, I hate my mother-in-law. You know, it's like they want things that are going to do everything. They want panaceas from us. Because when they're coming to us, they're coming from a health standard and a symptomatic management kind of standard. That's the way they're trained. When they come to you, they want to be beautiful so that they'll be attractive enough to be wanted. So like the soccer mom that comes to you that says, I want to get rid of my, you know, my saddlebags or whatever. They just had a kid.
And yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. They had the kid. They got the floppy stomach. They got to go there. They got to get their Pilates belly on and all that stuff. They, to me, they're more likely to get obsessed and depressed and give up because they're looking for something that ain't there anymore. It's called the 16-year-old body. And whereas the people coming to us, the middle-aged, sports geezers that are coming to us that, you know, pulled their hamstring because they played 36 holes on the weekend because they didn't want to go back to the wife and kids. I fight another round and I can't move, you know. They're doing things more on a contemporary level with their bodies, and they don't have the same sort of idealistic expectations. So going through the holidays, it's to me, it's not like the time to establish new habits. It's time to say, I always ask them, what the frig do you do that you know right now is already healthy for you? And that's usually where you can kind of park their brain at this time. Instead of adding stuff or taking stuff away, like you said, you already have sort of an internal governor that says,
that is empty supply, and that is all.
And it's like it tells you to stop. Where if I see a pie, it's not going to happen. So I don't have that guy in my head saying, pie, no. It's like saying,
eat this before someone else does.
I mean, pretty much is what that my voice is. So it's like, for me, it's like you got to say, okay, well, what do I do that's already healthy? And there's a short list of three or four things. So you say, okay, make sure you're doing those at least as often as you usually do, and then a little bit more, because you're going to be doing two or three or four or five, six things that aren't very healthy just to get through the holidays, because that's what the holidays are. It's the permission to be a little loose with your behavior, because that's what people are trying to do this time of the year. Because people get so depressed when they're on a diet, you know, during the holidays or whatever. It's like, because that to me is what breaks them. And then they get to the New Year's Day, and then they spend all day crying, and they write their resolutions, and what, January 10th, they're stuffing an Entenmann's cake in their face.
I think that a lot of people, diet is just, it's not something that people should do. They should just eat better. Don't starve yourself. Don't skip meals. Don't go to a party hungry. Wake up, eat. Eat 2 and 3 hours later. Eat something else. Eat a few hours later. Eat quality. Eat protein. Eat your whole grains, your vegetables, your good fruits.
I like that idea. Don't go to a party hungry.
Yeah, make sure you eat before you go to the party, because if you go to a party hungry, you know what it's like when you go grocery shopping when you're hungry. Mm-hmm. You're buying every piece of shit you walk by
Yep.
It's like not going out. It's like not going out of the house with a loaded gun.
Yeah, it's like everything ends up in your wagon because you're hungry. You go, you eat your lunch.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Sorry. Had a little fitness freak out there.
Eat often enough. Don't deprive yourself, but still eat the good stuff in moderation. Eat the desserts and the fattening things in moderation.
See, okay, so say they do all that, right?
Yeah.
And then they're coming back in the gym, and it's the middle of January, dead of winter, and they're saying to themselves, okay, if this is going to be my lifestyle of telling myself not to do this and not to do that, how long does it take in a typical regimen with you before someone says that this is now my new standard? Because with us, and we're trying to change behavior from the inside out, it's like we know it takes about 6 months for the brain to change its baseline chemistry before those behaviors that used to be conscious competence, got to do it till I can do it, before they become so internalized that they become the new set points. Most people spend, you know, a lifetime starting and reconfiguring their exercise plan. So in your experience, how long does it take for someone to really adopt these behaviors and internalize them so that they're not feeling denied so much?
In a lot of cases, the people that come to me have been through all the diet yo-yoing. They've tried the quick fixes. They've tried the pills. They've tried the contraptions, and they know that they don't work. So they're ready to just say, hey, I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they will see results pretty quickly. I mean, I've seen some really big transformations in 1 or 2 months. And when people start to see those changes, they're more committed than ever to listen and change their lifestyle. And the people that aren't seeing the changes are the ones that really aren't making the commitment to exercise, to eating well. And they may or may not stick with the program. But people that I see, a lot of them have just really been through heck.
Well, they're ready
to do it. They're ready. But if they're saying, well, you know what, I'm not going to give up my 3 a.m. parties. I'm not going to give up, you know, my piece of chocolate cake every night after dinner. Well, guess what? You're not going to see great results, because no matter how much we do, your body isn't going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we've got time for one last question. So to wrap up this scintillating discussion of WAV files, I just can't believe what I'm
thinking. Did I even answer that?
I don't even. Well, yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. What is the number one misconception about fitness that you have to basically remove from the minds of the public that walks past your gym?
The number one misconception, I would say mostly for women, is a fear of lifting weights. And really, it's the lifting of the resistance training that's going to change their metabolism and their bone density and allow them to have a better quality of life than they would get just doing cardio. People see results in the first 1 to 3 months just doing cardio, and after that they plateau and they stop seeing any changes. They may have lost 10, 15 pounds in those first few months, but now they're not going to lose anything because their body's carrying around less weight. It's easier for the body to go around with that lesser weight, so they're not burning the calories. Their metabolism is just kind of reconstructed itself and just stayed at a different set point, so they need to boost themselves up with something else, like resistance exercises. And you know, Val, that resistance exercises are going to help with your metabolism. They're going to make you feel stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do a lot of stuff that you
hate. She's telling herself that right now. The resistance is getting in the car and going to the gym. There's your resistance training.
You know what? The stairs to get to the gym are a workout on their own.
Try carrying a diaper bag, a gym bag, and a 35-pound baby up those stairs.
Those things are a freaking nightmare.
Oh, my God. That's like a llama. God.
Hey, yo, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I think people have gotten a full boat of what the life of a fitness trainer is inside and outside the gym. And, you know, I guess we'll be going back and forth with you a little bit, and maybe you can contribute to the program from time to time as we get into the spring part of the year and we start talking about bathing suits and everyone gets obsessed with
that.
See, there you go. Wow, that was good. So thanks for joining us.
Apply self-tanner before you try on bathing suits.
Try the what?
Apply self-tanner before you go try on bathing suits.
I'll make sure I do that.
It helps.
Yeah, she's mocking me. That's the mocking laughter that I went through most of my life with right there.
Oof.
When the pretty girl laughs like that, it's time to, you know, call it a day. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, yo.
All right.
I'll see you probably tomorrow or the next day or something.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
She's pretty neat.
Where is it when I want it? This thing is just...
Oh, you know what?
What?
I had something to play I forgot to play, too. I'm going to play it now.
Hang on a minute.
Nope. It's too late.
First of all, I want you all to give yourselves a big hand for Jeff.
Well, that sounded great. All right, go ahead.
Oh, hold on.
First of all, I want you all to give yourselves a big hand for just being here.
All right. Mm-hmm. You know who that was, right? That was
Absolutely
Richard
not.
Simmons.
Yes. Yeah. My switchboard, I don't know why, the 3 or 4 times tonight has chosen to have a heart attack and dump out on me, so.
Well, it's like your car.
Yeah, well, or anything I really use that has the plug into the wall.
Yes, actually.
Mm. All right, well, Somascopes is going to be pretty simple today since we got about 6 minutes to get off the air here. First, I'm going to insist that I play this again because it's just driving me crazy that I can't. So I'll give this as my cue for Somascopes here.
Boozy, boozy, bop, city bop.
There you go. So we're coming out of file week, and on December 9th, we started that new moon for the last cycle of the fall. So now we're going to be in that situation where this lunar cycle is going to end on the other side of the solstice. So we're changing energy again. That 3-month cycle is going from eco to exo.
Uh-huh.
So we're moving from the emotional vibe to more of a structural and sort of impersonal vibe. So all this discussion of
objects. Aren't we in phyla week right now?
We're in phyla week right now, but we're coming out of the seasonal eco of fall.
Oh, the season. Okay, gotcha.
So that's why if you're experiencing a lot of sort of underlying emotions and kind of background stuff and a lot of grief and loss and things like that, that's the lunar cycle that's coming out of the entire seasonal one. And then in this particular one, right now we're in phyla week, so now all that loss is going to be in relationships. So it's going to be the ontos and the exos that aren't going to be sensing that as much as the phylos and the ecos. And then next week, when we start getting into the onto week of this and it starts to peak, that's when you're going to feel the loss is going to be more in your belief system and a lot of disillusionment right before Christmas. And I think the full moon actually is on the 23rd, I believe.
24th, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe it's...
I got it right here. Hold on.
23rd, it looks like to me.
It is the 23rd at 8:16 in the evening.
Yeah. So right before Christmas, right there. It's actually on a weekend, on a Sunday. So as you're doing your Christmas shop and things like that, keep that in mind this week if you're going to feel a little sensitive, a little sense of kind of like thing, the floor is dropping beneath your feet. But, you know, just deal with it because it's just the moon. And if you haven't thought about it yet, you might want to pick up a somatic companion to travel with this winter.
Mm-hmm.
Over on somaspace.org. All right, so we got about 4 minutes left, so let's bounce over to Dr. Jeb and tip of the week.
Music?
Where is it?
Oh, I'm on the wrong page here. Hold on a second. What? We'll get it. Here it comes. I got it.
Okay.
Wow! I feel good.
I actually sent you guys an audio generator because I wasn't sure if I was going to be here this evening.
Oh.
So I'll just repeat what I said on that, which was just kind of the whole nutritional thing, the whole weight loss thing, and the whole fitness thing. Why it gets me, my panties all up in a wad talking about it, because but the big thing I always have is, what are you measuring? And nobody ever comes out, and that's that whole accountability thing. And it, boy, it's such an onto thing, particularly weight loss, because it's always know this, it's no carbs, it's no fat, it's high fat, it's low carbs, it's high protein. It's like, wait a minute. Just like Yo Adrian said, Yo Val, Yo Adrian, whoever, you know.
Same difference, except she looks good.
So you just look for foods, you know, that particularly during the holidays, that make you feel good. There are some very simple, nourishing, traditional principles that just aren't that. But I'll tell you, okay, a little teeny rant here. I know we got about 2 minutes. Mangosteen. Everybody wants to know, hey, doc, should I have mangosteen? And go, drink blueberry juice. Eat some blueberries. They're local. That's what they. Because the whole these mangosteen. Oh, I've got a multi-level marketing program, and I've got mangosteen, and it's going to change your life. It's like it's antioxidants. So it's things don't have to be exotic. Bottom line is, keep it simple. Enjoy yourselves. Everything in moderation. And more on this later.
All right. So let's wrap it up with a quote of the week from Professor Val.
All right.
Now, exempt. Post-doctorate of the Manhattanville situation.
Yay. Okay, ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
The worst loneliness is not to be comfortable with yourself. That's Mark Twain. So anybody who's out there and they're trying to get themselves in shape, love yourself first, get in shape second.
And buy a somatic companion and get yourself out of that tree.
I think we need to play that on the way out.
Oh, good. Yeah, if you have it handy, go ahead.
I do have it handy. You want to say your goodbyes while I get it?
Well, I just wanted to do this before.
Go ahead.
And see that the snow's coming in.
You know, we're getting 5 to 10 tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm getting 5 to 10, all right. I'm not paying my taxes. That's what I'm getting.
I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. 10 Below.
All right.
I love that.
Play your commercial in
there. Here it goes. All right, everybody.
We will see you next Wednesday with a Soma Sape himself.
That's right. Shalom, everybody.
Check the blog.
Here it comes.
Dark Alley Nawoo. Hey, Sapes, do me a favor and answer this question.
How will your life be different and better a month from now?
There's ways to guess at it.
You could call a psychic or consult the oracle.
Or you could...
follow the moon.
That's right, Sapiens. Us radicals at Naked Soma have taken our act on the road with you.
Just go to the site somaspace.org and click on the link at the top of the homepage.
That'll take you to the page of our brand new 30-day emotional makeover audio program called...
The Somatic Companion.
Listen, we know you're fed up with humanity, so we designed a program to help you rise above it all.
Tell them what they get to know.
Everyone craves the same basic things from life. At 6 years old, as you do at 66 years old, the unseen force that binds us to our behavior is our emotions.
We've assembled 15 years of cutting-edge research into a user-friendly series of 7 to 10-minute daily audios that help you develop something called positive physiology.
Mm-hmm. And by riding the waves of positive physiology, you'll naturally reconnect with your self-extreme, the appetite for change.
It's moon over matter.
Blast off is a click away.
There it is.
All right, so...
And we have 20 seconds to spare.
Well, I'm just going to See if this works.
Do it.
All right, thanks for joining us. Again, travel light, and we will see you next week. For everybody here at Naked Soma, that was that. Be well.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.